Say this with me, church. Love conquers all. Say it with me one more time. Love conquers all. Yes, it does. And this morning has been all about love. From the first song that we sang, to the skit that was performed, to our WMU ladies who just love and are so passionate about what it is that they do. And please forgive my voice. I don't know what's going on here. It was fine this morning, and something has gone awry, but that's okay. We're going to forge through, and I know the hour's late, but I have a word for you, so just bear with me, and I promise that I will be as brief as I possibly can. Today is Lisa and our 12th anniversary. Yes, it is. And I know she's up there in the dark, so I just want you to know that I love you. And I hope we have for ever and ever and ever. And sometimes it just dawns on me and I just get that weak need and that just weak feeling. You know when you're in love, the feeling that you get, you know what I'm talking about? And sometimes it really hits me that Lisa, sometimes you must realize that you're the most luckiest woman in this world to have me as your husband. So, amen, that's right. No, I'm the lucky one, and I feel very blessed by the Lord to bless me with a good Christian wife, and I just love her so much. And it's good to be serving the Lord today on my anniversary, so it's good to be here. Let's kick this PowerPoint off. How many of y'all celebrate Valentine's Day? Got a few. We got some heart buyers, some candy buyers. I only see like two men's hands. I have a few statistics for you that I think you're going to find interesting. Let's take a look at these. All right, and this is just really crazy. The average annual Valentine's Day spending, now talking about United States spending, $18.9 billion. Good night. That's ridiculous. Let's look at the next one. We're going to hurry through these. Go ahead. All right, the number of Valentine's Day cards that are exchanged annually, 180 million cards. Yep. Miss Libby's already got one today, look at there. All right, next one, got about 10 of these, so just hang with me here. Is it not being responsive? There it goes. All right, the average number of roses produced for Valentine's Day, anybody gotten any roses already today? Mr. Lewis, you on the ball, brother. All right, 190 million red roses or roses. It didn't say red. I guess there are other colors as well. All right, next one. The percentage of Valentine's Day cards purchased by women, 85%. So more. What's the matter, men? Y'all don't know how to purchase a card. Most of the cards are purchased by women, okay? Now, here's the percentage of all flowers purchased by men, 73% of those. That makes a little more sense, okay? And the percentage of women who send themselves flowers on Valentine's Day. I couldn't believe this was even a statistic, but 14% of you do, okay? So anyway, all right, next one. The amount the average consumer spends on Valentine's Day, $116.21. So, men, if you hadn't spent your 100 bucks yet, you got to step up. Come on, Jeff, you got to step up, buddy. You got to step up. Okay, next one. All right. The percentage of women, I don't know who they polled, but the percentage of women who would end their relationship if there was no Valentine's Day gift for them, 53%. Can you believe that? Again, I got this on the internet. You know, everything on the internet is true, right? All right, so here's how we break down that $18.9 billion. Out of that, flowers were $52.2 million, jewelry was $50 million, apparel $38.3 million, specialty gifts $18.6 million, and movies $7.2 million, restaurants $7.1 million, salon and spas $1.2 million. Candy, $1.7 billion. Now, here's how the candy purchases go. 58 million pounds of chocolate will be created for Valentine's Day. Gary, you feeling hungry? Yeah, that's a lot of candy. Yeah, 36 million of those little heart-shaped boxes. You know what I'm talking about? The heart-shaped boxes of candy. 36 million of those, and then 8 billion sweethearts. And I think I probably ate 4 or 5 pounds of those back there last night. So anyway, but yeah, I think about these statistics, and with, although they're fun to look at, they tend to kind of give us a false definition of what love is, don't they? They really do. We can get lost in the fact that we want to do something really special and really nice for our spouse or our significant other, and that's okay, but how should we truly express our love? And we're going to talk about that today, but let's just talk about the word love for just a few minutes before we say it with me. It's a cool word to say. Say love. Love, okay. Love, that's a really cool word. It can make a heart just uncontrollably flutter. Okay, it can make a tough guy just blush. It can make a grown man cry, and it can make a woman do, well, whatever it is y'all do. Okay, but it's truly an awesome word, but it has a very deep meaning. And the world these days is just obsessed with this word. We've sung songs about it. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Burt Bacharach, is that right? He wrote that one. And most of y'all remember it from the Austin Powers movies. He was the one riding in the back of the limousine singing down the road. But another one is You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You. And maybe some of you are asking each other Tina Turner's song, what's love got to do with it? Okay? But love has taken over the airways, through the radios, also the television. You know, let's admit it. We anxiously wait. We have a favorite TV program that we watch from week to week, an episodic TV program, and we can't wait till the next week to find out what's going to happen with the love interest that's on that TV show. Amen? Any soap opera watchers in here? Oh, you're not going to raise your hand, are you? That's okay. But those little love things, I mean, you got to wait from Friday to Monday usually to find out what's going to happen with those. But there's all kinds of things that happen with these loves. And even Hallmark and Lifetime and all of these shows that come on, or some of them are so heartwarming. And I'll admit it, I've watched a few Hallmark shows. I've watched a few Lifetime shows. And all of our kids are out and about now. And we'll be sitting at home. And sometimes we'll break out one of these movies and we'll watch. And getting towards the end of the movie, my Lisa will look over at me and she'll, are you crying? And then I have to try to convince her that I got something in my eye. Okay, but you know, we're tough guys. We're not supposed to do that. But some psychiatrists say that three of the greatest needs of a human being are the need to be wanted, the need to be needed, and the need to be loved. We constantly talk about the word love, but in reality, we really seem to know very little about what it is. Everybody say love conquers all. Yes, it does. I met a man some years ago who heard me having a private conversation with my wife on the telephone, and last thing I say to her before I hang up is, I love you. Walks in my office, and he says, you tell that woman you love her? And I said, yes, sir, I certainly do. And his response to me was, I've been married to my wife for 40 years. I told her on my wedding day I loved her, and if that ever changed, I'd let her know. So how deep is our love, right? There's another song for you. All right, let's turn over to 1 Corinthians with me, chapter 13. We're going to look at 4 through 8. Y'all know this is the love chapter. It's a very popular passage that's used at weddings, all kind of other venues, and it answers some questions for us. So here's a few verses that I want to read. When you have it, say, I have it. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. All right, I'll be reading from the Holman version. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy, is not boastful, is not conceited. It does not act improperly. It's not selfish. It's not provoked. And it does not keep a record of wrongs. Love finds no joy in unrighteousness, but it rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. And this is a great, great topic that answers the question of exactly what love is. Good, biblical, sound love. That's what we're talking about this morning, because love, say it with me, conquers all. Yes, it does. So let's look at this. I want you to take just a little test for me. I want to find out from you, and you don't have to repeat this to me, but I have put these scripture verses back on this PowerPoint in such a way that every time you see the word love, you can insert your own name there. So just kind of take this self-test with me. Let's look at that, Lisa, real quick. Use your own name in place of love. Steve is patient. Are you? Steve is kind. Maybe some days. Steve does not envy. Steve is not boastful. Steve is not conceited. Let's continue. Steve does not act improperly. Well, some of y'all may not think so. Steve is not selfish. Steve is not provoked. Steve does not keep a record of wrongs. Steve finds no joy in unrighteousness. Steve rejoices in the truth. Steve bears all things. Steve believes all things. Steve hopes all things. Steve endures all things. And Steve never ends. Talking about the love there. Well, I hope that you're able to say these things about yourself. And I'll be honest with you, if I took that test myself, I'm not 100%. I'm not where I need to be, but I'm trying. I'm trying to get myself to where I should be in order to keep that scripture in line for me. And I hope that you're doing the same thing. With our WMU focus today, and I just want to comment on this for a minute, but I'm reminded that our missionaries all over the world, they're demonstrating this kind of love. They really are. Because if you think about all they have to do, most of them have given up many of the comforts of their home. Most of them live in a lot of remote places that don't have access to just indoor plumbing or, you know, things that we grow accustomed to doing. But this is because of their calling, and it's mostly because of their love for the Lord and the people that they serve. And I'm very grateful. You have no idea how grateful we are as leadership in our church to have such a strong WMU program that wants to make sure that we are aware of what these folks go through annually and what they go through monthly and what they go through daily, just keeping up. And Judy, I want to tell you publicly, and all of you ladies, y'all do a wonderful job here. You do. Thank you. I really appreciate it very much. But your love and passion is very evident and is certainly appreciated. But our second way, that way right there that we love, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 8, that way, if you want to just take a note of this, it's how do we love each other. That's how we love each other is 1 Corinthians 4 through 8. Now, let's move on to our second way. And this way shows us how we love God. Okay, so turn with me over to Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 22, and we'll read verses 37 through 40. 22, 37 through 40. When you have it, say, I got it. Some of y'all are quick on the draw. All right, read with me. He said to him, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and most important command. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets depend on those two commands. Now, here in this passage, we see Jesus who has been asked a very important question. If you'll back up a couple of verses, there was a really outspoken Pharisee lawyer who had a lot to say about what Jesus was talking about, and his question came in verse 36. It says, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And this was answered only as Jesus himself could answer, and he said it, without love, we are nothing. And that's basically what that scripture says. And back in 1 Corinthians, if you're looking at the first few verses of 1 Corinthians 13, that's what it tells us, that without love, we're nothing. Absolutely nothing. We can be everything that we can be to everybody else and to ourselves, but without love, we have nothing. Without the basis of love, there is nothing. So we must have love for God, and we must have love for each other. So I want to move on quickly here, and let's look at our third way that we love this morning. And the third way that it's love this morning is, how does God love us? And there's no more popular verse in the Bible than John 3:16. Lisa's going to put this up on there, but y'all recite this with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, eternal life. That's from the Holman. But if we didn't have the rest of the Bible, folks, this verse right here would be plenty. It would be plenty. The little word so describes exactly how much God loves us. And that little word so means that his love is indescribable. This verse tells us that he gave his only son to die in our place so that we can live forever with him. This simple message is still the truth even today in a world where there's so much turmoil and grief, where there's dissension among people, where there's heartache among families, where there's division in churches, where there seems to be no hope, where there seems to be no peace. God is still God, and he is still on the throne. And he wants to give you that comfort and peace that you're looking for. He wants to heal your infirmities. He wants to show you how to solve your family issues. He wants to heal your turmoil and grief. And he wants to mend the division in our churches. He wants you to have all of his perfect love. Jesus loves us beyond comprehension. It's hard for us to understand just how deep his love is because we're not capable of his type of love. All I know is at the end of the day, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Sing this with me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. And folks, that's all that really matters. Amen. Jesus loves us. He wants us to love him back. He wants us to live for him. He wants to show us what it is that he can do through us. And if you don't have a relationship with him today, then you have no idea what it is that I'm talking about. You may be lost today. You may have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. You may not have a clue what that means. But John 3:16 tells us all about it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that if you believe in him, you will never perish but have everlasting life, living forever with Jesus Christ. If you don't have that today, you can before you leave today. And I pray that you'll make a decision. We're going to give an invitation here for just a few minutes for you to come and respond. Maybe there's turmoil or grief in your life that you want the love of Jesus to take from you. Maybe there's a dissension with a family member. Maybe there's something going on with a family member that is just not right, and you need prayer for that. Maybe you need to pray about it and say, God, I need you to heal. I need you to heal me. I need you to heal my family member. Father, I need you to heal the turmoil that's in our land. Father, I need you to heal anything that is going on with me, infirmities, whatever it is that I have. I need you to heal that. Maybe that's something that you need to pray for today. Maybe you've been visiting with us for a while and you would like to inquire about church membership. That's something we'd be happy to talk with you about. So come and see us and we will talk with you about that. But this altar's open. I'm going to have a word of prayer and you respond as the Lord leads. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much. We love you, Lord. We know that you're great. We know that you're mighty. And Father, we know that you love us. And Lord, today is, we may have some here, Father, that don't know you. We may have some here, Father, that are having difficulties in some areas. Father, could be family members, could be financial issues, could be job issues, could be most anything, Father. But before we leave here today, we just ask, Lord, that you are able to take control and to be able to do what it is that you need to do, Father, to move in our lives. Lord, we know that you're a great God. We know, Father, that we serve you, and Father, we're just grateful for the times that we have together to be able to show, Father, that you love us and that we want to love you. So, Father, bless this invitation. If there's one here that doesn't know you today, Lord, I just pray, Father, that before they leave, they'll make it eternally right. We thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand as we sing.